Спасибо вам.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Russian Federation has in good faith been fulfilling the provisions of Protocol 5 at the national level. Detailed information in this regard is provided by us in our annual reporting. A key role in Russia's anti-mine action is played by the engineering forces of the International Anti-Mine Center of the Russian Federation. This center trains specialists, including from abroad, in search and neutralization of IEDs, as well as humanitarian demining, training heads of operations in the use of mobile robot installations, as well as specialized in mine detection. Workers from the International Demining Center have been operating on the territory of the Lao People's Republic and areas of Nagorno-Karabakh. We affirm our openness to partnership and exchange of experience in this regard. We attach importance to preventive measures to minimize the emergence of the ERWs. Here, we base ourselves on the recommendations in the technical provisions of Protocol 5. In view of the national specificities of such measures and the implementation, we are in favour of the ongoing voluntary nature of this document. Overall, in 2022, more than 32,000 hectares of territory were surveyed and more than 970,000 pieces of ordnance were found. Pursuant to Protocol 5, Russia registered and retained information as to the use of explosive ordnance and reports annually to the head of the engineering corps of the Russian Federation. In addition, there is particular oversight over the rules for transport of ordnance and storage in the field. The Ministry for Civil Defense and Emergency Situations and Natural Disasters of the Russian Federation is actively involved in international humanitarian demining. In the period 2020-2021, specialists from that ministry were involved in humanitarian demining work in Nagorno-Karabakh and territories adjoining parts of the Republic of Azerbaijan. More than 769 hectares were surveyed and more than 21,000 pieces of explosive ordnance were found. Since February 2022, the combined pyrotechnic units of the Emergency Ministry of Russia have been organising work to clear territory in the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics. Over this period, in these territories, more than 140,000 pieces of explosive ordnance have been found and more than 3,500 hectares of territory have been cleared. I thank you for your attention.